Well, this week, authorities in Melbourne, Florida, confronted a man who's been on the run for 56 years. In 1957, then 21-year-old Frank Freshwaters accidentally hit and killed a man while driving and was convicted of manslaughter and given 5 years probation. But he violated that by driving again and was sentenced up to 20 years in prison. He did spend several months in the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield. Before he was transferred to a prison farm, he walked away in 1959 and has been on the run since. On Monday, he was arrested by a team of U.S. Marshals and local police in his small, isolated trailer home. It's a story that's captivated readers of the Orlando Sentinel. Reporter Alyssa Cherney is with us. What more do we know about Frank Freshwaters?
We are still piecing together what has happened in the past 56 years. We know that he was from Akron, Ohio, and he was married there before he was first sentenced to probation. But since he escaped in 59, it appears that he's lived in a number of states and worked as a truck driver. We do know that he was arrested once in 1975 when on an Ohio warrant when they were looking for him, but the governor at that time refused to extradite him, and so he was released and went into hiding again. He was found on Monday living in a small, dilapidated trailer in Melbourne, Florida, which is a beach town in central Florida. And basically, he just admitted to the members of the U.S. Marshals and the sheriff's office that he was the man they were looking for. And he told them that he had been on the run for a number of years.
Well, we're told he was one of Ohio's most wanted men and one of the longest sought after fugitives. But when you think of how this all began, it seemed to be an accident. I mean, he accidentally hit someone with the car, and he got probation initially, 20 years for violating the probation, and he spent some of that time at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield. That's where the Shawshank Redemption was filmed, so that's captured some people's imaginations. But how are people there reacting to this person who was apparently living a very quiet life suddenly being such a big headline?
I think that people are mostly intrigued by him and wonder about him. I've reached out to try to interview him because I, too, am curious about what his life has been like. From what I've been able to gather, it appears that he's lived a very remote life and a secluded life. Where they found him in his trailer, he didn't really have any neighbors. It was right near a river. And there was no conflict when authorities found him. He just kind of gave up his identity and said that they had finally found him. And I think most people are curious about what he had been doing and what his life was like. He forged basically another life after he fled from the prison farm.
Yeah. And he's now 79, almost 80 years old. Is anyone there questioning all the effort that must have gone into this pursuit of him to the extent that they tracked him down there in Florida?
Some people are. I've gotten some response from readers who wonder about all the effort put into finding somebody who appears to be nonviolent and who seemed to be living a life to himself. But at the same time, this is a man who fled his prison sentence and evaded quite explicitly authorities for a very long time. And so, you know, the U.S. Marshals are very happy to have concluded this cold case that they've had tabs on for a while and, you know, that he's back in jail and will serve out the rest of his sentence.
Well, actually, you're reporting more on the U.S. Marshals cold case unit. How long have they had this case?
Right. The U.S. Marshals cold case unit was established just 3 months ago, and this was one of the first cases that they wanted to take on. I think it's one that people in Ohio, especially in law enforcement, remember. And they contacted the authorities in Florida probably about a month to 6 weeks ago with some information they had. The content of that information, I don't know. The marshals did not elaborate on that, but they had some pretty good leads that he was in the area. And so when they confronted him on Monday, they waited outside of his trailer. They wanted to make sure that Freshwaters was outside the trailer, that they wouldn't have a situation where there'd be a man barricaded inside. And essentially, they showed him his old mugshot and said, "Hey, do you recognize this guy?" And he said, "Yes, but I haven't seen him in a very long time." And that's basically when he told authorities that he indeed was that person, and he was taken back to the county jail.
Well, a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
five years probation, but you end up with a 20-year prison sentence for violating the 5-year probation.
Yeah, and you know, the prison sentence was actually between 1 and 20 years. That's what the records show. So had he stayed in prison, it's possible that maybe his sentence would have been reduced, but that's something we won't know.
Right. Alyssa Turney of the Orlando Sentinel. Alyssa, thank you.
Thank you.